Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's Rose, Rose Columbo, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can speak up and speak out. I think we can still speak up and speak out. It's getting a little scary out there in this new world order that everyone's talking about. I like the old world order, personally. Not too much into the new world order. Why? Because the whole world's in disorder, and in order to create a new world order, you have to really create an entire world of disorder to usher in a new world order, and we don't want to see that, do we? But on a happier note today, we have a really exciting guest coming up in just a little while, and he's exciting because he is all about health and nutrition, and he's an expert, he's an author, and his name is Dr. Nick Delgado. And he's been on our show before, but this is his first time on the Columbo Chronicles. So can't wait to find out what's happening in the world of health and nutrition, because we have so many issues about health care today and about the foods and the drinks that we are ingesting and the air we are breathing and the soil we are growing our food in and planting the seeds. So everything is affecting our bodies and our way of life, and the cost of food and the cost of drinks. And so that increases health care costs as well when we're not eating healthy foods and drinking healthy drinks and taking care of ourselves. Very difficult in today's world to do so. And we're going to talk about that as well. So stay tuned, because he will be coming up shortly. But right now, I want to talk about an issue that's really disturbing that I came across. It is entitled, Drug Company Created Massive Network of Fake Cancer Patients to Sell Lucrative Prescriptions While Bribing Doctors. And this is an article that was published on the 11th of September by Vicki Betts. And she says, it often seems like the corruption of Big Pharma knows no boundaries. And just when you think they can't get any worse, they go and prove you wrong. It recently came to light that in addition to bribing doctors and misleading insurance companies, a pharmaceutical company even went so far as to create a network of phony cancer patients for their drugs. It's almost like a trifecta of corruption, isn't it? The company in question, Insys, INSYS Therapeutics, is reportedly being sued for their wide-ranging misconduct. A federal indictment was presented by Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat, and a congressional investigation is still ongoing. A new report made available by McCaskill's office details just how far Insys went to push their sublimical, sprayable form of fentanyl, a drug called Subsys, S-U-B-S-Y-S. As you may have heard, fentanyl is one of the strongest and most deadly opioid drugs on the market. As Waking Times explains, Sebsis has only been approved for patients suffering with what the FDA calls breakthrough cancer pain. To put it simply, Sebsis is only approved for cancer patients. Conventional cancer treatment is a whole other story, of course. One of INSEE's crimes is that they were allegedly creating patients so they could make it look like the demand for Sebsis was much higher than it actually was. Further, a Sebsis employee was caught misleading an insurance company to try to get a prescription for the potentially deadly drug for a patient who did not actually have cancer. Another part of the pharma company's ruse reportedly included having employees pretend to be staff from doctor's offices in order to trick insurance companies into approving their drugs. According to McCaskill's report, INSEE's went so far as to block their outgoing phone numbers, so calls couldn't be traced back to the company. Further, this pharma company's toxic scheme was so in-depth, quote, if an insurer needed a phone number for a return call, company employees reportedly provided a 1-800 number manned by another INSEE's representative instead of contact information for the prescribing physician. If that doesn't indicate at least a modicum of guilt, nothing does. But it just doesn't end with INSEE's network of dummy patients. That would be too easy, wouldn't it? INSEE's is also in hot water for allegedly bribing doctors with lofty kickbacks for getting in on their dirty deeds. Well, that sounds like Congress. That sounds like a lot of federal agencies, lawyers, and judges, and so forth, who are unethical, and that is not to say they're all unethical, but apparently there's enough of them because our country is totally corrupted and being run by the deep state and shadow government, if you hadn't noticed. The article goes on to say that one of the biggest finds by the senator's report, however, is an audio clip revolving around a woman from New Jersey named Sarah Fuller. Fuller did not have cancer. She was prescribed Sebsis by her doctor anyway. She died last year after overdosing on Sebsis. During the call, the INSEE's employee states they are calling from a doctor's office and did their best to suggest Fuller had cancer without ever actually saying what she was diagnosed with. The INSEE's employee stated Fuller had breakthrough pain, but explicitly left out the word cancer. Profits over people ought to be Big Pharma's mantra, don't you think? INSEE's Therapeutics isn't the only pharma company McCaskill has in her sights. Waking Times reports that several other pharma companies will be scrutinized for their roles in encouraging the ongoing opioid epidemic. And I just want to interject here that opioids are a very serious problem in this country, and they are rivaling the illegal drug known as heroin, and America is being drugged out legally and illegally. Opioid abuse is plaguing the country right now, and the unscrupulous business practices of the pharmaceutical industry simply cannot be ignored any longer. Individual doctors will face investigation for pushing Sebsis when less addictive and less potent alternatives were readily available. While this may not be the end of the opioid epidemic and Big Pharma's corruption, but it certainly is a good start for shutting them down. And you can read that article on Natural News. It's shocking, but it isn't shocking because there is so much corruption today on all levels and all professions that we've lost our way in America. We've turned away from God. We've turned away from our Christian values, principles. They're ripping the Bibles out of universities. They're wanting to strip the public buildings and the courthouses of the Ten Commandments. They want to burn the Bibles. Cute, and they are persecuting Christians somewhat in America, but mostly around the Middle East. And it's also in Africa as well and other third world countries. We're just not hearing about the real news because we have so much fake news that we're concerned about today. And on that note, I'm going to take a little break, and I want you to think about how important it is that before you take a prescription drug or an illegal drug, especially an illegal drug, but I don't know how you're going to check that one out, but if you take a prescription drug, before you ingest it, you ask your doctor, what's in it? Are there any long-term studies available to read about? And what are the adverse side effects? I mean, for example, you could have a headache that won't go away and you get a prescription, and sometimes you read these adverse side effects and it's like it can destroy your kidneys and your liver if you have a stroke or a heart attack or you die. Be sure to call 911. So always ask questions before you ingest anything into your mouth.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to columbochronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, columbochronicles.com.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, definitely listen up to Columbo Chronicles Live because we have a wealth of information for you that you probably won't be hearing much about on mainstream media. And I have been on the front lines as a public advocate for justice as well as a political activist for about 25 years. I've written two award-winning books, Fight Back Legal Abuse, and Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, a political satire, and it's Orwellian and fictional adventure story with a provocative ending. Did the dinosaurs become extinct, or were they made extinct? So you can go to Amazon.com and you can read complimentary pages of both five-star award-winning books. And they have a message, but also Fight Back Legal Abuse has self-help, and hopefully it opens the eyes of many, many people in America and around the world to the fact that there's very little justice in the world. And in my book, I write that there really isn't any justice. There is only decisions. And you will get a decision, but do not expect justice. Expect a decision, good or bad. That is what you will receive, is a decision. And while we're talking about health, there was another article I came across, and it was by CorruptionSociety.com. And I found it intriguing, considering that we're living in a world of corruption. And so we have to be more aware of who we are doing business with, who we're associating with, who we're sharing our secrets with, our intimate details with, because this is a different world. This is not the same America that I grew up in, or maybe you grew up in. This is a different world. This is a world of liberalism and socialism and communism and foreign ideologies and foreign demands being made upon America. And we have a lot of foreign enemies who do not believe in God, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the sovereignty of this great nation. They do not believe that they must uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the sovereignty and the U.S. Constitution, or pledge their allegiance and assimilate in this country according to the American way of life. So we have a lot of complexities going on in our country. So in the meantime, we are being tricked and fooled with labels of what we're eating, what we're drinking, and it's very confusing. And so we don't have a lot of time, most people, to really research and do their homework and find out what is the best nutrition, what are the best drinks, what are the best supplements, vitamins, how do we stay healthy, because, as we know, Obamacare is a wreck, and President Trump said that it will defund on its own. So where does that leave millions and millions of people when they can't access their own doctors, and they can't afford to purchase health care or sign up for health care? So we need to go back to our roots, and we need to become more basic and simple and find out what should we do to stay healthy, not only for ourselves, but for our children and the future generations that are coming up, hopefully, along the way. So on that note, we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts, and that's exactly who we have with us tonight. We have a wonderful expert who will be coming up as soon as he calls in. He hasn't called in yet, but I expect his call any time now. And we're going to be talking about health, and we're going to be talking about nutrition and how to stay healthy and maintain our health. So on that note, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and we'll talk some more about health.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, It reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Well, I think our guest may be a little bit delayed, so we'll talk about some more issues of the day. And a lot of people are wondering and thinking about the hurricanes and Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. And they're wondering, are they man-made storms or are they being brought to us via weather weaponization technology, such as HAARP, using triangulation to direct storms? Is that possible? Or are they natural? Because they don't appear to be natural to many, many people. And with the United Nations Agenda 21 on everyone's minds of depopulating the planet, in bed with the New World Order by 90%, that's another reason why people are concerned about these storms, because they seem to be attacking all of our coastlines as well as the Virgin Islands and the coastline of Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and all the way up through Miami, and going on up through those southern states. So there was an article, it was dated September 10th, 2017, by Mike Adams. And he says that a new video from Weather War 101 claims that Hurricane Irma is a man-made storm system that was deliberately created or augmented through weather weaponization technology. The video is shown below in case you're curious. So if you're on Natural News, you can watch the video. It's Weather War 101. But it's very fascinating. As we have stated previously, we remain skeptical of these claims of being a man-made hurricane after hurricane after hurricane and flood after flood after flood and all of the predictions that the West Coast is going to fall into the ocean by a huge earthquake. So nothing good coming out of the from NASA and from those who are weather reporters. They all seem to be doom and gloom. So the article says, as we have stated previously, we remain skeptical of such claims, but we cover this because of the growing number of people who are curious about weather modification and geoengineering technology that really does exist. For example, Geoengineering Watch has published a list of 175 patents that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that weather modification, weaponization technology is not only quite real, it's also recognized and granted patents by the United States government. So it has to be real. Any person who claims that weather weaponization technology does not exist is either ignorant or lying. Well, there's no question that all official sources would categorize weather modification claims as being a hoax or a myth. Intelligent readers also know that nearly every official source is constantly lying to the public. All official sources are vaccines, for example, such as all official sources such as vaccines, for example, are constantly lying about vaccine composition and vaccine safety. All official sources on agricultural chemicals are constantly lying about the safety versus the risk of toxic chemical exposure. I want to talk about radiation, too, because Fukushima is churning in our oceans, and nobody's talking about it, and we can't see it, and yet it's deadly. And then there's radiation at the airports, radiation from the computers and the cell phones, smartphones, GPS, and it goes on and on and on. We're being radiated. Hitler used radiation during World War II, and he also used it to sterilize young girls, the Jews. So keep that in mind. Why is our government radiating us? All official sources on the environment are systematically lying to you about global warming and climate change. This doesn't necessarily mean that the NOAA, for example, is lying about hurricanes, but we do know the NOAA has been caught red-handed faking global warming temperature data. Thus, the credibility of all official sources is practically zero at this point. The NOAA is a scientifically dishonest organization, in other words. They fabricate data to fit their fake science political narratives. Factually stated, the NOAA is a group of dishonest conspiracy theorists who fabricate data to present a science hoax to the world called global warming, according to this article by Mike Adams on Natural News. I find it very fascinating, and I hope you find it fascinating as well. So on that note, we're going to take a break, and we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts with our very special guest coming up, Dr. Nick Delgado. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is...
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back with Rose Columbo on Columbo Chronicles Live, and we're here at Blog Talk Radio, worldwide online radio. You can listen anywhere in the world at any time. Just check the time in your area or your country, and just to let you know, all shows are archived, so you can listen at your convenience. If you miss a show and you want to look up a special guest or topic, just Google blogtalkradio.com/ColumboChronicles.com. And now we're going to invite our really special guest, Dr. Nick Delgado. And in 1979, Dr. Nick Delgado became the director of the Pritikin Better Health Program, providing seminars alongside research scientists and the Pritikin Institute's founder, Nathan Pritikin, whom Dr. Delgado regarded as a mentor and a friend. The next year, he launched Delgado Medical, a health and wellness plan that combined tenets of Eastern and Western medicine and could be tailored to fit individual patients' needs. He has presented the concepts behind Delgado Medical, now the Delgado Protocol for Health, at numerous venues worldwide throughout the past 30-odd years. Most notably, he has been a presenter and a lecturer at Anthony Robbins Mastery University since it was founded in 1992. He's covered a wide range of topics relating to health and anti-aging under the Delgado Protocol, skin, weight loss, and metabolism, relaxation, hormonal balance, and sexual health, along with others. In 2011, he founded Delgado Protocol, Inc., formulating natural supplements to be used along with the individualized wellness plans of the Delgado Protocol and continuing to speak about health and his anti-aging methods. So let's not waste any time because he has an expansive background and he's published many books and you can find them on Amazon.com. And so let's just get started and say good evening to Dr. Nick Delgado. Hi, Dr. Nick Delgado. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Rose. You know, it's great listening to your show, and I'm just fascinated when you're talking about the shocking findings of Hitler during radiation exposure to these young females. And, you know, and now, you know, here we are in this age, 2017, and we do mammograms, and we know that's a $32 billion industry, and yet we know the mammograms can cause cancer. Dr. Ben Johnson, in his book, No to Mammograms, has the evidence, and there are several journal references that now prove that mammograms can be quite dangerous. And for, in fact, worse, they have a high degree of false positives, meaning you tell someone they have, say, a breast cancer tumor, and yet they may not. They may have something that's rather benign or non-invasive, and they go about just to protect themselves from medical malpractice. They do full-on surgery, removing the breast, sometimes the lymph nodes. I talked to a lady who had the muscles underneath removed, and they found out, you know, basically later that she had nothing that was detected after they removed everything that had to do with cancer, but they did it. Now she's living a life of pain every day because they did this radical surgery that was unnecessary. So we really have to look back, and I did a recent talk at the Cancer Control Society that was probably one of the best talks, and I promise to upload that here in the next few days at a website called tumordefense.com. And what I've done is I've explained kind of the current discoveries of what's the best way to detect cancer, and more importantly, what's the best preventative measures. And if someone does have cancer, the methods that we're teaching regarding prevention would still apply for a person, because I get a lot of referrals from Hope for Cancer. Hope for Cancer is located in Cancun, Mexico, and in Tijuana, Mexico. And Dr. Tony Jimenez has been doing some incredible work with cancer patients. And people tend to want to travel outside of the United States to get treatments, but I want people at least to be informed so they can understand their options and the capability of how to build up the immune system, and that's really the focus of what I like to teach people.
That's fantastic, and I'm so happy to hear you say that, because I personally don't get mammograms, and the doctor always says, why not? And I tell her, I don't want to be radiated. And so she says, okay. And so I don't believe in being radiated. I have, you know, if I'm healthy, I don't believe that I need to go under an X-ray machine for radiation that's not necessary. If I just tell her I do my own self-exam. And so I opt out, thank God. And, I'm not advising anybody, but that's my own personal opinion. As an esthetician for many years, we attended a lot of workshops with doctors, and they talked about radiation. And from what I recall, the doctor stated that there are no levels of safe radiation.
You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right, Rose. And unfortunately, where your doctor somewhat accepted your answer, I have a dear friend in my coaching program who called me up and said she's under tremendous pressure from her doctor that unless you give me proof and evidence of why you should not have a mammogram, I refuse to order a thermography or ultrasound, which, by the way, thermography is safe. It has a high detection rate. And when you add it with ultrasound, the detection rate goes up considerably to one of the best ways to detect early stages of cancer when it's only a few hundred cells instead of where a mammogram has to wait till it's about the size of a pea and it's millions of cells. And by the time it's reached almost a few billion cells, it's a size that's already potentially metastasized to other parts of the body. So we really realized that when my friend was under pressure, we supplied her quite a few facts and medical journal references, and the doctor was still combative and told her, I refuse to order you, give you the option to do thermography and ultrasound. Why would you spend $250 to get thermography when you can get mammogram for free under your insurance plan? And why would you do an ultrasound? It just doesn't make sense. Well, her reply was, after talking at considerable length with this lady who had had her breasts removed falsely due to a false positive mammogram test, that the evidence shows that you really want to be educated about this subject more than you can imagine. And the walk for breast cancer and wearing pink and all these different promotions, people don't realize that that industry earns the mammogram industry $32 billion. And so they have a lot of motivation because they make so much profit off the insurance companies and off the general public that tends to drain our national healthcare system, and it is one of the other reasons why we're leading towards bankruptcy, because we really don't have a reasonable plan to deal with a depressed immune system and cancer, and we go about it all wrong, and we go about it with being radiation. And I'm a little outspoken about this, but when you talk to doctors who do actual radiation and chemotherapy, and these are doctors who are oncologists, meaning they are trained in cancer treatment and therapy. And when you ask them, if a patient came to you with cancer, would you prescribe chemotherapy or radiation? And 100% of the doctors in a Canadian study said they would prescribe radiation and chemotherapy. But then when they asked, if you yourself had cancer, or your daughter or your wife had cancer, would you prescribe chemotherapy or radiation? A shocking between 37%, depending on the specialty, and up to 67% said no, they would not prescribe the very treatment they would prescribe for their patients.
And that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, there is an article out, and it's back in 2016. It was published in 2016. And it stated that top doctors reveal that vaccines can trigger autoimmunity, turning our immune systems against us. I found that really intriguing as well and interesting, because I don't get vaccines either. So I'm just a rebel, I guess. And I just really feel like people don't ask enough questions of their doctors, and the doctors don't have the answers, and they look at you like you're crazy. You know, if you say, are there any short or long-term studies on these vaccinations, and many of them are new vaccinations, as you know, and what are the ingredients in them? What are the chemicals? What are the adverse side effects? Because I have people contact me, and I've done shows with victims who have been vaccinated and ended up chronically ill and unable to work, and some of them were nurses who were vaccinated with Lupron. And so I don't think people actually ask enough questions about or do enough research before they are assaulted with a needle or ingest a pill. What do you think?
I was on the vaccine panel with Andrew Wakefield, who's very outspoken, And that was back a year and a half ago at the LA Conscious Life. And we recorded that show, and we put it at a website called fightvaccines.com. And it's a 2.5-hour complete revelation of all the findings about vaccines, the dangers, the fact that they are loaded with rather toxic chemicals and things you would never want to put in your body, let alone your children's body. And I can talk from personal experience that my son, when he was born 30 years ago, he was given a vaccine shot related to Rh factor and Rh positive and negative. And the doctors convinced us that it was in his best interest to inject this substance called Rogaine back in 1986 into the womb of the mother of my child. And unfortunately, after that injection, in 2003, they banned that very same vaccine injection. And it caused permanent brain damage in my son. For 30 years, I've lived with this horrible situation where he can't communicate. He's completely hospitalized, or that is institutionalized. And, I think back to that discussion, and thank goodness that my other children, my four other children, were never vaccinated, never will be, never will be allowed to, even with mandatory vaccines. I searched out every protocol possible to find out how we could create a system to protect our future children. And it's kind of a one-by-one case. You can't just randomly do it for everyone, but there's at least 10 discoverable facts that relate to if a doctor cares. And there are only a few doctors in the country that are helping with this. But I'm really sad to say that when Bill Gates met up with Warren Buffett gave Bill Gates $37 billion, and he gave it to him because when his wife died, Warren Buffett wanted to be altruistic and contribute back to society and donate his money back to society. Unfortunately, the biggest portion of donation went to vaccines, creating laws for mandatory vaccines, and mandating where it became the most profitable industry Warren Buffett has ever invested in its so-called nonprofit scheme. Him and Bill Gates are in a nonprofit scheme to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. I love Warren Buffett. I think he's a great businessman. He's a great investor, but he invested in See's Candy and Dairy Queen, and now he has prostate cancer. His wife died early from a stroke. Surprising that he eats See's Candy and stops at Dairy Queen and McDonald's on a regular basis. You wonder how people could be so duped, so smart, as an intelligent man as you would think Warren Buffett is, and to own Geico Insurance, and he can't even figure out what food to put in his own body. It's just shocking to me that this wealthy, not billionaire, what's he approaching, a trillionaire or whatever they are, him and Bill Gates, and Bill Gates has Asperger's, a form of autism, which I'm very acutely familiar with because one of my other children, who fortunately has never been vaccinated, we pay great special attention to his diet, to various factors within his health care. Fortunately, he's integrated in normal school, but my other child, as I mentioned, has been permanently damaged by society's allowance of vaccines.
Well, what's amazing to me is that Bill Gates is on video. You can watch it on YouTube. And he is promoting vaccinations worldwide.
Of course he is.
And
of course he is. He's one of the biggest donors to the cause, which profits him.
Exactly. And he's also invested in Common Core, or Communist Core, as I call it, into the public schools. And it's written over, the curriculum's written over in the Middle East. And so that is creating another built-in system that's a money maker, using our children and our public schools to do so, which I oppose because Common Core is, in my opinion, Communist Core, and is not training up kids to learn civics, U.S. history, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but teaching kids to march to the drumbeat of the government. And so I find that really frightening. And it appears that people with that kind of money, they are out of touch with reality in many ways, and they push the numbers up. It's not how much money they can earn, but how high can they force those numbers to go up. And that's how I see them, is more looking at people as commodities rather than human beings, and of value or of no value to the government or to the CEOs and the wealthy. And that seems the direction that everything's going. And so that's why I was excited to have you on the show tonight, because it does appear that under Obamacare, from what I read before it was even passed, I guess I read it along with Liberty Council, but the Congress didn't, which is amazing. They rubber stamped it approved, does contain mandated vaccinations and mandated RFID chips, which there is no evidence or proof that those chips aren't going to cause mental or physical problems for human beings. What do you think?
Wow. You know, you're really well read, and it's scary that, like you said, our legislators haven't taken the time to even read the bills that they're signing, or if they have, there's so many lobbyists and special interest groups that they just kind of shut their eyes and shove the paper by and sign it and say, yeah, it's okay. Well, it's not okay. You know, when we look at the real fact that there is under protection a very small subgroup of children that come under an IEP, educational program. And this IEP is mandated that has a separate bylaw. And that means that if one of the siblings of a child has either had autism or severe allergic reactions or certain autoimmune conditions, and there's a few other subgroup conditions, that a good doctor who's a good pediatrician who cares about his kids, and of course you're well familiar with the movie Vaxxed and the work there, and when you watch the vaccine panel at fightvaccine.com and my YouTube channel, you'll become, you know, the public needs to become more educated on these matters, especially since now they're chasing after the adults, and they're going to probably try and push mandatory flu vaccines and some other crazy type vaccines that are just basically completely opposite of how the immune system works when you think of what they're trying to promote as the herd effect in these things. But all that being said, you know, you look at these problems, and we realize that it shouldn't be our legislators that determine our health care. It should be, number one, a personal decision that we can choose, pick and choose what's appropriate, whether we want to follow a drug, medical, artificial food, GMO, chemical-ridden type future society with a bunch of unfortunate, mentally deficient, damaged and harmed society, or we want to follow something that empowers the immune system, strengthens the body, strengthens the mind, and helps society. You would hope that we start hiring future politicians that understand that health is the number one value that we should all choose. Much like when I worked with Tony Robbins, he will tell you that the highest value, even now he's now worth $6.7 billion, you know, he still appreciates the value of health and realizes without your help, you really won't be able to accomplish much with no matter how much money you have. I have four billionaire friends who have now come to me for health services and guidance. And, you know, much like anyone who's concerned about their health, they're wanting to be educated, something that the general medical society has not been able to help them with. And they've gone to and have the money to see the best doctors in the world, but they're starting to come over to the Delgado Protocol and empowers the individual to become healthy, strong, and happy. And I don't think you can ask much more of an individual, but to help them in what I call the five principles of ideal health, what we need to do to empower every person in our country, and then, of course, reach out to the rest of the world, because you got to, kind of like when you're on an airplane, you got to save yourself first, you know, before you can, you know, help other people. And right now, I feel like the United States has fallen far below not only the standards of some other countries, that have not forced mandatory vaccines, but it's a matter of time because the power of these people is just unprecedented. So I'm trying to band together another group of billionaires to kind of, you know, I'm not a political activist, but I'm more of a health advocate. So I'm hoping at some point someone reaches out like yourself and realizes that, you know, we really have to educate the public. And I think your show is part helping this. But at tumordefense.com, I've assembled a beginning starting list of how do you deal with cancer, one of the leading causes of death, and how do you deal with vaccines and the immune system? Because really cancer and vaccines are related only because they both depend upon the immune system. So are the vaccines truly increasing the immune system activity, or is it that the immune system is being harmed by an injection that's altering or entering the body through not a what's called a normal portal? You know, when you inject through the arm or the, you know, on the side of the leg or wherever you're injecting, entering into a blood portal, not normally the way a virus would enter if someone sneezed on you, you took it into your nostrils or your mouth or whatever. These microbes, your body has a whole defense system set up within the nose and the in the lymphatic glands. And so we become immune to most of these diseases for life. But now the vaccine companies are backtracking, and it's really hard for them to explain how these vaccines are only a temporary immunity. In fact, in the vaccine populations, when you talk to Andrew Wakefield and look in the medical literature closely, you'll see that oftentimes when an outbreak of measles or mumps or polio or any of these kind of diseases that people are getting vaccinated for, that the outbreak, the occurrence rate, that is, in the vaccinated population is as high or higher than the non-vaccinated population. Now, that's pretty shocking. If these vaccines truly worked, I would promote them. I would back them up. But they don't work. In fact, they do quite the opposite. They depress the immune system. They harm the body. And, in fact, in many cases, they're using the live virus, the vaccine in India, because they failed with the dead virus. And now these kids are actually getting the disease. We have a shocking situation in the world where we're allowed and we're encouraging people to give these direct vaccinations with the live virus.
And the thing is that that the government is treating everyone, which is unconstitutional, the mandate that someone has to be assaulted, because according to the law, if you are assaulted with anything against your will, that's an assault on your person and your family. And so in my opinion, they're all violating the law anyway, but then they're so rogue, what do they care? And because they exempt themselves from these same laws that they are mandating for everyone else, which is also unconstitutional, unethical, immoral, and you know, and so bottom line is they're treating everybody as if they're all the same, but that's not true to doctor. We're talking to Dr. Nick Delgado. Everybody's different. So you might vaccinate me and I might be just fine and nothing happens. You may vaccinate the next person and they could become chronically ill or die or end up with paralysis or something, which has happened with many of those vaccines, like that swine flu back in the 70s. And that Gardasil, where young girls died, and they were mandated in Texas by Governor Perry. So these people are making these decisions for the masses and trampling on our freedom to doubt and to make our own choices in our own lives. And yet they hold themselves above the law and exempt themselves from the same in their families. So I find this very disturbing. What do you think about that? Oh, darn, we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, well, I think you hit it right on the nose. We have a challenge with our public legislators not following through with the wishes of the general population and the people who matter most, which not just the constituents, but you know, you and I mean, the taxpayers, the people that, you know, really have made America great. And, you know, I think when we go opposite of what made America great and we ignore the medical literature and the science and the history, I just to sum it up, I have a very delicate client. I was called into UCLA Mattel Hospital to bring in and review. And I spent 4 hours reviewing through the matter with a young child, only age 15, who's struggling after having had vaccines and then having had hit with antibiotics with the after just a kind of a general infection. And after that, there was a serious decline. And ever since then, you know, the child's just been declining even more rapidly. And so we're having to intervene in a heroic manner. But, you know, I just wonder how people can have such a lack of consciousness of how we're treating our children, which is supposed to be the future. It's supposed to be, you know, our genetics. It's our very, I mean, who doesn't love their children more than anything? And yet these big pharma and these legislators, how are they doing that without a heart? How can they not see what they're doing to these children? But they'll turn it around and say, oh, there was a measles outbreak and all these people got harmed. And the reality is no one got harmed. You know, measles, you know, is what it is. People get the measles and they become immune after, you know, they're infected. But, you know, we really, in a future show, we should talk about what you really need to do to build up the immune system. What is it that, how does the white blood cells work? How does the lymphatics work? Why is it stimulated by intense exercise and outdoor daylight and being in the ocean and eating healthy food and laughing and exercise and essentially vegan, oil-free? These are the five steps that I teach at my website, and people can just visit DelgadoProtocol.com, and we give all this information open and freely with over 250 videos and articles and information to guide them step by step. And take the free quiz. It's a hormonal evaluation quiz at DelgadoProtocol.com, right at the front page. And I think people will be enlightened, at least have a chance to make a new decision about how they treat their body and how they can build their immune system and potentially how they can fight, like Dr. Michael Greger wrote in his book, How Not to Die, the 20 leading causes of death, which we believe now are completely preventable and largely reversible.
That's wonderful. And what about, I heard you have a new book.
Yes, I have a book, and it's called Annihilate Acne Now. So the skin condition, acne, pimples, blackheads, outbreaks. You know, 80% of children have acne now, and now we realize that our teenagers and so forth are being exposed with drastic changes in their hormones due to dairy consumption, yogurt, cheese, particularly chicken and meat, red meat included, and pork and ham. And these things are loaded with hormones. Even if they're not treated in the United States with hormones the way they do in our country, and unlike in other countries where it's not allowed, but just the fact that these animals are hormonal animals and they're loaded with hormones, it's kind of a karma for eating them, I think. But I think that people are going to need to learn to go more plant-based, whole food eating, and really get our cookbook, Simply Healthy, to make it simply easy to do. It's something I've been doing for 40 years, and thankfully it's kept me in great shape, and I've guided tens of thousands of people to do the same. So, you know, we just hope to touch just one or two lives out there, if not hundreds, during this show. And I don't want people to think we're just conspiracists and, you know, blowing a whistle when it doesn't exist. The reality is it does exist, and we do have to do something, whether we believe it's a third-party agenda or not. The reality is that we don't have better health than we did just 50 years ago or 100 years ago, you know, before all these drugs and medicines and artificial foods came on the market.
Exactly. And we're not conspiracy theorists. We're just telling our truth and are giving our knowledge to people because that's our calling and that's our mission and that's what we're here to do, share information. They can accept it or reject it, but at least we did our good deed for the night. And I want to thank you so much, Dr. Nick Delgado. You have to come back. We have so much more to talk about and share your information with so many people. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Likewise, Rose, you're doing an incredible job. We love your show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Dr. Nick Delgado has left the building, and unfortunately, we ran out of time because I had so many more questions to ask him, but maybe next time. So we'll take a little break, and then I'll have to say God bless you. And stay healthy and happy, and good night.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.